happened. What's something that you always carry with you?
Hot sauce.
Really?
You, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Are you getting information right now?
Hot sauce
in my bag, Swag?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yes.
Now, listen,
yes.
I just want you to know, people are going to see this and say, okay, she's pandering to black people.
Okay. Is it working?
Yes.
Okay.
No, seriously, hot sauce. I've been eating a lot of hot sauce, a lot of raw peppers and hot sauce.
That's why you're coughing. You might need to slow down on
the
hot sauce.
Yeah, I'm having a rebellion against it. Because I think it keeps my immune system strong. Oh. I really do. I think hot sauce is good for you.
All right, we're back. That was the... that was the controversy that wasn't a controversy. I guess if we could say that. Now, I bring that up and I play that clip because yesterday, Trump tweeted out a picture or Instagrammed a picture out. And I thought it was I thought it was pretty funny. I thought it was pretty entertaining. Okay? I thought it was entertaining. I thought it was amusing. But the liberal media, well, everybody was outraged. Everybody. Again, of course you have Republicans that are outraged because they don't like Trump. You have various establishment Republicans who are like, oh, yeah, that's a great way to reach out to Latinos. Oh, yeah, that's great. And, of course, liberal media was beside themselves. Racist, you name it. And yet, we didn't hear that outrage when Hillary Clinton is talking about hot sauce in her bag. I mean, no one, and I mean no one, on MSNBC talked about it, on CNN, and if they did, it was nothing more than, hell, I watched Chris Matthews kind of throw it out there and then say no. Like, you know how Chris Matthews throws out a question and then answers the question? So he'll say to you, so tell me, do you think that was racial? No, it wasn't racial, right? Okay. So you know how he does that? I watched him do a segment where he says to the people, tell me something I don't know. And so he went down the line, and one of the people brought up the Hillary Clinton hot sauce comment, but it was on this morning show, Hillary Clinton said how she brings hot sauce at places that she... So the person on the panel was mentioning it in no racial, like, just, isn't that cool? Isn't that funny? And Matthews goes, you don't think she was trying to appeal to a racial a component there? No, right? No. And then it went away. That was it. That was the mention. But Donald Trump tweets out a picture, okay? But Trump tweets out a picture of himself eating a taco bowl, because that's what it was. It was a taco bowl. He's sitting at his desk in Trump Tower, and he's got a taco bowl in front of him. He's smiling. He's got the fork in his hand. He's scooping up a big serving of taco, meat or whatever the hell is in there. And then, of course, he's got the thumb. And Trump says, "Happy Cinco de Mayo. The best taco bowls are made in Trump Tower Grill. I love Hispanics." Great tweet. Great Instagram. And the left is outraged. The left is outraged. How could he do that? He's racist. But nobody says a thing about Hillary Clinton and her hot sauce in her swag bag. And telling the black folk at the radio station that she is pandering. I mean, listen to that again. Just listen to this again.
What's something that you always carry with you?
Hot sauce.
Really?
You, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you getting information right now?
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce in my bag, Swag?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Listen, I just want you to know, people are going to see this and say, okay, she's pandering to black people.
Okay. Is it working?
Yeah.
Okay. Not, no, seriously. Hot sauce. I've been eating a lot of.
Okay. Is it working? I mean, holy schmoly. And the media just ignored that. They ignored that just like they ignored Hillary Clinton and Bill Blasio talking about colored people's time, saying that black people are late for everything. Black people are late. They're late. They're on colored people time. And the media, they ignored it. They were like, "Ah, come on. Come on, Hillary Clinton carries hot sauce in her bag, and Blasio's got black kids. They're not racist." Okay, they're not racist, but okay, at the very least, the minimum, they got to be a little, I don't know, I don't know, off color. were the jokes a little blue? Were they inappropriate? How about that? I mean, if Donald Trump tweeting out a picture of saying the best taco bowls are made in Trump Tower Grill. Now, is that racist? What's the racist part? What's the outrageous part? I love Hispanics. He does that with every. I love Hispanic. You remember the speech where he said all the people that voted for him, all the groups. Do you remember that speech? One of the best accepted speeches or a winning speech, however the hell you want to call it, in the history of mankind, when he said, "We won with the college educated. We won with the poorly educated. I love the poorly educated." He even said he loves poorly educated people. Like, what's the shocking, outrageous thing that he did yesterday with his Cinco de Mayo tweet? Promoting a business that he owns? Was that the outrageous thing? Happy Cinco de Mayo. I'm eating a taco. That was from a business in my building. Is that the outrageous thing? Because that's not as outrageous as color people time. That's not as outrageous as carrying around hot sauce in my swag bag, and you're a 65-year-old woman who happens to be white, I mean whiter than white, and then when the black people that are interviewing say, are you pandering to us? And you go, yeah, is it working? I mean, come on. Those two things are a little bit more controversial, a little more racial. Yes, no? I mean, come on. So what is the controversial thing? Promoting a business, his building, can't be the controversy. And you can't tell me I love Hispanics is controversial because he also loves the poorly educated. He loves women. He loves the blacks. He loves everybody. I mean, that's Trump's favorite word. I love. He said, I love the coal miners. I love the coal miners. I love the fishermen. I love the blacks. I mean, Trump using love is like Obama using the word folk. You know, we got to help them folk. Want to look at the folk? We got a lot of folks. Folks. Obama uses the word folks and folk. Talk to the folk over there, the folks. Folks and are his two biggest words and sound, when he's talking. And then when we have to switch gears, and I'm looking at the people. Well, you see, folks gotta, I mean, that's, you know, that's an Obama thing. Trump and love. I love the Hispanics. I love the blacks. I love the college educated. I love the poorly educated. I love the coal miners. I love the fishermen. That's his gimmick. That's his word. And the media is outraged. The left is outraged. They're outraged. The left is outraged. And, of course, the media is controlled by the left. And the establishment, the Republican establishment are outraged. They're outraged. He gets the nomination. We're trying to reach out to the Latino population, and he's sitting there tweeting out pictures of himself eating a taco bowl saying, happy Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo. I love Hispanics. Oh, my God. It's not that outrageous. It really isn't. It's absolutely not that outrageous. Matter of fact, it's not outrageous at all. Hillary Clinton talking about pandering to black people and having hot sauce in her bag is far more outrageous. Hillary Clinton saying black people are always late, they're on color people time, is more outrageous. Donald Trump talking about Cinco de Mayo is not outrageous. Donald Trump saying he loves Hispanics is not outrageous because he also loves the college-educated, the poorly educated, and we all remember what his favorite book is. He loves the Bible.